Testing 1 2 3 4. 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 Testing.
Date is the 31st of August 1963, and here is Stuttgart calling. Hello Larry, how are you? I hope you enjoyed this little bit of music I put on the tape in the beginning. It is music from the Bavarian Alps, and I think this is this kind of music you like. Well, I'm very sorry that I could not answer this tape before a long time. I got it all somehow in April or May. I will just have a look at my little booklet. I don't find it. It seems. Well, here you are. On the 30th of April, I got the tape, and now we have August. That's 5 months later. I'm very ashamed to admit the date, but believe me, please, I haven't had a chance to do it before. I have been very, very busy during the spring season. I had to stay in the office sometimes longer, as usually, and in summertime I had to photograph a lot because the company brought out a lot of or some new products, and they wished to have photographs of test fields, and so I had to photograph as much as I could, and in between I had to do the other things in the office. So you see that on the work I had been very busy, But on the private side, I also have been very busy. I have planted in springtime 4 new Morello, these sour cherry trees. And then I have planted 2 apple trees, 2 new ones, 1 new peach tree, 3 birch trees, and some flower bushes, and at last a complete hedge along the fence. The old fence I made off and threw it away, and I made a living fence with private bushes. I got 60 of them very cheaply, and so I put them into the soil or in the ground, and you may believe me, it was quite a job. I had to do everything all alone. And then I had to cut the grass, had to put fertilizer in the grass, and then on the trees, and so on. You know, perhaps, what a garden is and what the garden makes a lot of work. And during the June, in June, we bought new furniture. We had to decorate the room before. It was made all by ourselves. We made on new wallpaper, we painted the ceiling, and Isolde painted the radiators, and she painted the walls on the terrace. And that was quite a job too, you may believe me. You see, we have a very big do-it-yourself program. Yes, it is, but it will save us a lot of money because everything is very expensive over here. And so we shall have a little bit of money for other things. Yeah, and during my holiday, which started on the 10th or 11th of August, we did work a lot too. We decorated the bathroom with a sort of plastic paint, which is washable, and also the kitchen and the floor. We let the wallpaper on in the floor and painted it over with the same type of plastic paint with a little color in it, a light brown color, and painted it over. And the ceiling we did paint white. But before we could do this, I had to make holes or gaps in the wall to transfer an electric wire, to make a new switch, and to put on a new lamp. And then I had to cover everything with gypsum, and then we could paint it. And you know, I think I have told you that I got an electric drilling machine in January, and for that drilling machine, which is quite useful in the household, for that drilling machine I bought a circle saw, and now I did some woodwork. I made a little cupboard for the bathroom to hang on the wall, and I made a sideboard for the kitchen with a drawer in it. I covered it with a sort of plastic material. It's very hard, and so Isolde can put on hot dishes and things like that. It's very nice. I painted everything with white paint, and I'm nearly finished now. I think I shall have to do some other things in the near future. I intend to make a second cupboard, little cupboard to hang on the wall for the bathroom, and some others to put in our shoes. Well, that was a big program, you see now, and I hope very much you can forgive me for the big delay in answering this tape. But really, believe me, Larry, it wasn't my choice. I couldn't do anything against it. At present, the garden is very nice. We have a lot of late summer flowers, and the fruits have been also very well. We had some morellos from my old morello trees, but we did not have peaches this year. They all fell down in the springtime because the autumn was too dry to know. Well, I hope you are well and you feel happy or happier, as on the last tape you told me that you are unemployed since 2 months. That happened perhaps in January, and I hope very much, Larry, that you will find a new job. I know it's quite difficult over there in America. You mentioned that you would go to West Germany or Japan. I'm quite sure you will get a work over here in Germany, but you should speak the language. That's the most important thing. But anyhow, you perhaps will learn it very fast or very, very quickly. Well, but I hope very much and think that you find a new job, found a new job, and my best wishes for that go over to you. Your little girlfriend Ingrid is not here at present. We brought them and Oma. We brought her and Oma, this is grandmother, on the 17th of August to our holiday place at St. Johann, where they stay for 2 weeks. We take them back tomorrow, and I think she will talk a lot about it. Well, if she would be here, she certainly would tell me, send Uncle Larry a lot of greetings, and she always enjoys very much when you say some greetings to her. So you see, you made a quite good impression to a girl. She is now 7 years old, and she will be 8 years old in the 2nd of November. She goes now in the second class at school and reads a lot and talks a lot, of course, as women like to do. Isn't it? Yeah, that's the way it goes, you may say. Isolde is not very well since March. She got a very bad gastritis with a lot of pain in the stomach, but now it's far better. But she has still to eat diet and has to eat to every meal a lot of tablets as medicine, and that's not quite good, but she has to be very patient. It takes its time, and the doctor's report was very well the last time. He is very satisfied with the result of his treatment. So we hope it will be over in the near future. But, as you know, with those things, you have to be patient. I'm very sorry, Larry, that I sent you the last time the wrong music. You don't like hits. I made a note now in my booklet, and I hope that I always remember that, and you should forgive me for sending you all this music which you did not like. I had a big laugh about the record you intended to send me. You wanted that your bird does talk a little bit, but he didn't. Well, that's always the same with the animals. They do not like to do what you like to do. But now, Larry, I have still some awesome music from the Bavarian Alps on my other tape recorder, and I will send you a little bit about it. I hope you enjoyed it, and now I remember, sometimes I have a good memory, that you asked me before 1 or 2 years about music which you heard in the Swiss shortwave program, about a little train, and I got now a record by the Swiss FM radio, and perhaps it is that what you wanted to have. I shall dub it now for you. Listen, please.
Thank you.
Mary. I hope you enjoyed this music too. And in your next answer tape, you should tell me a little bit about the Boy Scouts. Are you still active there? And what does your friend Paul, who was sometimes on a tape to me? Well, I see this tape is running to the end. I wish you all the very best, and I keep my fingers crossed that everything is all right over there, and that you found a new work, and I hope you feel well and keep fit. Don't work too much then, and take it easy. Bye-bye.